Yo, what's up? It's your boy, E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation, and most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. As we're going through this Bible story, I don't want you to get caught up on the narrative of the Bible. I want you to put yourself in the scripture today. Hallelujah. I want you to put yourself in the scripture today. The Bible says in Luke 15, 11 and 12, and there was a man who had two sons. Praise God. The younger one said to his father, give me my share of the estate. Hey, man, just put yourself. I just want you. You got two sons. Hallelujah. So this thing could go two ways. And I want you to do me a huge favor. Like, don't get caught up, you know, on the scripture. And you're like, oh, he had two sons. No, I want you to. There was a father. Praise God. There was a father that had two sons. Praise God. So as we're reading this, I just want you to just think about the father and what the father is going through and think about which son you are. And he said, give me my share of the estate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This thing is crazy because he did not work for it. He did not earn it. Amen. But he asked for it. Praise God. It's not even his. It don't belong to him. Amen. It only belongs to him based on what the father did. Praise God. I'm talking to somebody today. And I'm going to say it one more time. Amen. You don't even deserve it. Like, the only reason you have rights to it is because the father gave you rights to it. Praise God. I just want to make that clear. Like, you have absolutely no right to it. Amen. It's everything who the father is. Don't miss this part. It's because of who the father is. It is because of what the father has done to put the son in this predicament. And he's saying, give me my. Praise God. Give me my share of the estate. Hallelujah. Amen. Like he did something. Like he deserves something. Amen. I want us to be very cautious as we move forward today. I want us to be cautious of how we approach the Father. No, I'm going to say that one more time. I want us, as loving as he is, amen, because you can get caught up. You can get caught up. God is so loving and God is so kind that you can get caught up in that and you can forget who he really is. No. I told the group earlier, we were doing foot washing this morning with the leadership, and I told them it was a common experience, but uncommon. We were at the church doing a baby shower. We were getting prepared for the baby shower, decorating for the baby shower. And this was big. Like, this was like, Didi was acting like it was her baby. Hallelujah. And she was an event planner. I'm told it took us about 2-3 months, like, to get ready, and then it took over a week or two to just decorate the place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want you to miss that. Amen. And so we were there late one day, and one of the young ladies, her son was there, and her daughter, and the son was kind of like, you know, Ma, we've been working all day. I'm thirsty. And so she was like, oh, okay, well, we don't have any water. Amen. And then I, you know, kind of, you know, just was like, okay, we don't have any water, but in the pastor study, amen, they bought me some water. So it's some water in there if he wants it. And so she said, oh, okay. And you could see he was like, he was pumped up. He was geeked up. Like, you could see he was happy. He was getting some water. And she said, before you go, come here for a minute. I want to talk to you before you go. And I thought it was weird. Like, okay, he's just going to get water. She said, do me a huge favor. You're going to go get the water right now, but don't make yourself comfortable. I was like, oh, praise God. No. I want you to, and he had two sons, and don't get too comfortable with the father. Amen. So she said, don't get too comfortable, meaning go get the water this time, but don't try to make that your refrigerator. Amen. No. Like, we gonna send you, like, it's not a secret. We're not going to have send for water and bring it to you. We're actually going to tell you where the water is. Go get you some water. But do me a huge favor. Don't make that refrigerator yours. Don't get comfortable. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Don't get so comfortable with the Father that you forget who he is and who you are. Hallelujah. And this young man got too comfortable. He got too comfortable with the Father's love. He got too comfortable with the Father's grace that somehow he thought that he could take what the Father. Oh, somebody missed what I just said. He thought that it was all of a sudden he didn't got so comfortable with the Father that now he thinks it's his estate and that he has a share. Praise God. I'm talking to somebody. Don't get so comfortable with God who forgives that you forget he hates sin. Don't get so comfortable with God that you didn't got a degree and you forgot who got. Oh, no. Let the truth be told. There were some classes you was about to fail. Amen. There were some teachers that showed you mercy and grace. Don't get it twisted. You do got that job. Amen. But they wanted somebody else and God blessed you with the job. Like, don't get so comfortable with the Father. Don't get so comfortable with his blessing that now you think they're yours absent of him. Okay. All right. You missed what I just said. He said, give me my share of the estate. Praise God. Watch this. Watch how good the Father is. So he divided his property between them. Praise God. Amen. You already know the story. You already know, especially for those of you who are alive right now and you have a living trust, you know that the trust don't even happen until you die. No. Come on. Let's keep it practical. A trust, amen. You don't even start giving your kids they stuff while you're still alive. There is no dividing of nothing until you are past. And I love it. The Father is so loving and so kind that in essence, what the Son was saying was, you dead to me. Praise God. You're dead to me. And I don't want you, but I do want your stuff. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking, which son are you? I'm just asking a question. Amen. Is it the giver that you love or the gifts of the giver that you love? Amen. Are you okay with just living with the gifts? Or are you like, look, you could take the gifts. I would rather be with the giver of gifts than I would his gift. Some of us are in love with the gifts that daddy has given us. Some of us, I love it. God is so merciful and so tender and so kind. Don't get caught up. This is not a narrative. This is God talking to us about who he is and who we are. And he's so loving. He's so kind that while he's alive, he's still willing to divide the property between them. Hallelujah. This is the type of God we serve that God is saying, I ain't dead yet. You think I'm dead. You treat me like I'm dead. You just want me for my stuff. But I love you so much that I'm still going to give you the stuff, even though you don't want me. Be careful. You might get the stuff and lose God. Be careful. Be careful. He said, I got two sons. Right, let's go to the next one. I want to hurry up and get to this because you see, we're seeing the word rebellion. Praise God. And not long after that, the younger son got together all he had. Praise God. This don't even make sense. He don't got nothing. Listen to me. We are absolutely nothing without Christ. He said, and he set off for a distant country. And there squandered his wealth in wild living. God is so good that God knows I'm about to give it to you and I'm already knowing what you're going to do with it. Hallelujah. Amen. But be careful. Because now he has distanced himself from the Father. So he ain't even take the stuff and stay local. Hey, praise God. He done took the stuff, amen, and went as far away from his Father as he could. Next one. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. And after he has spent everything, what a mighty God we serve. And after he has spent everything, there was a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in need. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so do me a favor, all right? We're about to get to the heart of this, but do me a huge favor. I want you to start blessing the name of Jesus when famine comes in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when the famine happens, amen, this is God stirring up some stuff, amen, to separate you from the gift that ain't going to do nothing for you, and slowly but surely bringing you back to him. Praise God. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. I'm talking to somebody who thought that that car was about to do something. You thought that luxury European vehicle was about to do something for you. You thought that gated community was about to do something for you. You thought that hole you had in your heart, amen, that six figures or that seven figures or that eight figure, you thought it was about to do something for you. And God is so good that he did not and will not leave you in your mess. What God will do is create a famine, amen, to get you, amen, to start realizing that all this stuff I got is nothing like I thought. It didn't do anything that I thought it would do, and now it's starting to stir up something in your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that disease that is upon you is not meant to kill you. Amen. That disease that's on your life right now, that's designed to start making you think. Amen. God wants your spirit to start thinking again. You so much in the flesh and you're being moved by your flesh that you don't even understand that you cut your spirit off when you got the stuff and you left God. And God is saying, I'm gonna put something on you. I'm gonna allow a tornado to come to tear your stuff down. I'm gonna allow your man to leave you. I'm gonna allow your child to get sick. I'm gonna do something not to hurt you, but I want to get the spirit moving again. For the wages of sin is death, and you all in your flesh, and your flesh is about to take you to hell. I'm about to allow something to happen in your life that's going to make the spirit inside of you activate again, to make the spirit inside of you move again. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is so good that there was a severe, not just a famine, God said a severe famine. Hallelujah. In the whole country where my man was. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't went to a far place, and God says, I don't care how far you go. Amen. There's no depth in hell that can keep you from me. There's no height you can go into heaven that will keep you from me. As far as east is from the west. Amen. You can't run from me. You can't hide from me. You can't get away from me. And so what I'm going to do, because I love you so much, I'm going to send a severe famine to exactly where you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody, you ought to be excited. Amen. The next time God touch you, he's touching you because he loves you. The next time he interrupt your life, stop crying. Stop being in a funk. Stop being depressed. The next time God touch your life with something, count it all joy. When God loves you so much that he's going to disrupt your mess. Amen. So he can bring you back to being blessed. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. You mad at God because he's touching you with that stuff. You mad at God because there's a severe famine. No, God is saying, I want you back. Amen. I love it. He began to be in need. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just want to say this one more time before I go to the next scripture. I want you to know that the enemy wants you to believe, amen, that your money, amen, in a world of capitalism, they want you to believe that the designer bag is going to do something for you. Praise God. No, they do. They want you to believe that a Louis bag is going to do something for you. Amen. That a Birkin is going to do something for you. No. We live in a world, amen, where it's a different spirit. Amen. It's a different philosophical belief. Amen. We live in a world where the world is telling you that if you have that home, you're protected. That's not the truth. Hallelujah. That if you in a relationship, especially with somebody who's not God fearing, that it's going to fulfill something. I promise you it's not. It's not. No, I promise you it's not. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God is so good that he began, listen to me, that he began to be in need. I want you to know that when you recognize you are in need, don't have no regret. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I got to say that one more time, because the devil got you all in guilt. That is of the devil. There's no guilt. There is no remorse. God is not trying to make you feel bad. I'm going to say it one more time. There is no guilt. will. God does not. There is no pleasure in God bringing you shame. There is no pleasure in God bringing you guilt. No, when God puts a severe famine in your life, when you are in need, all that is God crying out, I want you back. I want you home. That is not guilt. That is not shame. That is God crying out, I will do whatever I have to do to put you in a position where you want to come home. And so I am allowing you to be in need. Because I just want you to know that house, it can't do what you thought it was going to do. I just want you to be in need so you know that man ain't what you thought. She ain't going to do what you thought. I want you to be in need so you can come back home. Listen to me. When you are in need, this is God crying out, come home, come home, come home. This ain't no guilt. This ain't no shame. If God wanted to make you feel guilty, he could. This ain't no shame. The word says there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. He said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, I would visit. God said, I'm looking for a reason. I'm looking for an excuse to bring this relationship back to a grand. I'm looking for a reason. If my people, which are called by my name, if they would just say, I need you, God. If they would just say, I'm hurting, God. If they would just say, I'm lonely, God. If they would say, I'm in need, God. If they would say, I messed up, God. If they would just say, God, I thought it was going to be this, and I went after that, and it wasn't that. I'm sorry, God. I'm ready to come home. Praise God. And so if you are in need, don't be ashamed. We serve a God that says, I will supply all. Oh, am I talking to anybody? Amen. If you are in need, you are in a great spiritual place. For he says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. I'm glad you in need. That's why I'm a father. Oh, somebody, oh, y'all not. So, talk back to me. He said, that's why I'm your daddy. That's why I want you to be in need, because when you're not in need, I can't be daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had a situation where, praise God, Dee Dee and Jada were on it. Well, they were actually here with me. I had to speak at Auburn, so we just stayed here the whole week. And unfortunately, a week ago, Dee Dee's aunt passed. And so, they're burying their aunt today. My mother-in-law's one of her older sisters. And Jada was like, nope, I'm going home with mom. You know, her mom was like, stay at church. She's like, no, mom, I'm going to be there with y'all, drive, whatever. And so Jada was like, dad, when you coming home? I said, well, I'll be home after church. And so she said, okay, I'm going to try to find a flight. Can you call Delta? Praise God. Praise God. My baby girl called. She called Delta. She said, dad, can you call though? You 360, dad. You 360. They answer you faster. They got a different spirit when they answer for you, dad. Can you call? And I'm telling y'all, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, with everything God has done for me. There is no greater joy in going, absolutely, baby girl. Just hold on 1 second and let me call and get Delta on the line. And they says, this Eric Thomas. I said, it is, but I'm calling for Jada Thomas. I'm calling for my baby girl. Amen. She want to get a flight. Amen. She want to get a flight. And I said, I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to put it on mute. And so Jada began to talk and say, what time is my dad flight? Okay, well, then I want to fly out the time he flies in. And so, you know, I'll get on the plane and he'll get mom and we'll go home. And the lady was like, okay. But to make that change, hallelujah, it's going to cost about $110. And I said, it's all right. I got it. Jada said, no, daddy, I got it. I said, no, I got it. The lady said, hold up. Who got it? I told you I got it. And Jada said, no, you ain't got it. And I hung up on Jada. Bah. And I told the lady, it's an American Express card. The number is, oh, you not here when I'm here. Jada texted me. She called me back. Dad, are you on the phone with them? Dad, did the line get hung up? I said, absolutely not. The line did not get hung up on. I'm on the line with Delta right now and I'm paying for the flight. Why? Because I'm your daddy and you're my child and you ain't got to pay as long. Oh, you listening to what I'm trying to tell you? I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've been through. He says, and I will supply all your needs. Get out the way. I got this. Huh? Get out the way. You stole something? I got it. Huh? You murdered somebody? I got it. I will defend you. I got it.
I'm your child. You spent all the money you had. It's all right. I was the one that gave it to you in the first place. I got more where that came from. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You are my child. There is no sin that I will not forgive. There is no... Oh, but God, I know you will. But what about my enemies? The Bible says when your desires are pleasing to the Lord, he will even make your enemies be at peace with you. He said, don't worry about your enemies. I'm going to take care of you and I'll take care of them. And I will supply all. But I got to, y'all sang the song, you are my source. You are the source of my, you are the strength that he got to be. And the father was so kind that he allowed a famine to happen and his son happened to be in need again. Praise God. Praise God. No. Praise God. Whatever need you have, stop tripping. They said this and they said that and I didn't do this and I didn't do that and now they coming. Could it be that the creditors aren't coming for you? Could it be God trying to make you lean into him more? Could it be a manufactured famine? Huh? They trying to take your stuff. Could it be they're not trying to take your stuff? Could it be that God is making you think they trying to take your stuff so you could pray a little longer and you could pray a little harder so you can spend a little bit more time with daddy so you could fast, so you could pray? Could it be that that is a tailor-made famine just for you and yours? Could it be that God is creating a need that your bank account can't, that your credit can't get you, oh, come on, that your fast talking self can't, that your charismatic self, could it be that God created a famine that you in your earthly form, you in all your ways and all your splendor, could it be that your degrees, could God have put your child through something that nobody you know can't get? All your little lawyer friends can't. All your little judge friends can't. Can it be? Could it be that God is putting your child through something that's going to make you get on your knees in a way that you would have never been able to get on your knees if you could have got your son out on your own, if you could have got your daughter out? Or could it be that God allowed a famine to come into your life to strip you of everything you got so you can be in need? Next scripture, watch what the Bible says. I love it. And the Bible says, so he went and hired himself out. God is orchestrating something and he's still in the flesh. God is orchestrating something and he's still trying to get out on his own. He's still trying to figure out humanly ways to get out of this. And so the Bible says he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. No, be careful, because all your little earthly stuff is going to take you back to pigs. All your leaning into your own understanding, all your trying to figure it out on your own, all calling your little homies and calling your mom. All, trying to do it on your own. So he went and hired himself out. He's doing it in his own strength and his own glory. And he still ends up with the pigs. You like, man, I can't pay my bills, so I'm about to go sell this dope. I gotta go hustle. I got to take care of my family by all means necessary. I got to go gamble. I got to go to this club. I got to go do this. I got to get this hit. To a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Oh, am I talking to myself? I'm just trying to tell you, stop doing it your way. It ain't working. You with the pigs now. You with the pigs when you started off with the father. You started off in good standing. You was great when you was in the Father's house. Everything has gone wrong. And somebody in this world told you that you could exist without the Father, that your marriage could be okay without the Father, that your bank account could be okay without the Father. Somebody told you that your life could be okay if you disconnect from the source. And I'm here to tell you, it's an absolute bold-faced lie. Once you separate yourself from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, once you separate yourself from God, no, I didn't say you be perfect. I didn't say don't sin. That's not what I said. I said that when you separate from the Father, all pigs gonna break loose. Praise God. I love it. He did it his way, and God said, okay, we're gonna get you with the pigs. Watch the next one. Why? Here go the crazy part. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating. He done got low. He done got low. Here go the thing. God is so good that God says, I'm not even going to let you eat the pigs' food. I will let you feed the pigs, but I won't let you eat the pig stuff, because you are a royal priesthood, even though you ain't acting like it. You are chosen. Oh, can I say something to you? It don't matter what state you're in. God is such a good God that he does not see you any different when you doing stuff you ain't got no business doing. When you selling dope, he still looks at you and goes, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. When you in a relationship you ain't got no business in, God still sees she is a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. Even when your credit messed up, even when your money's messed up, God looks at you and still says she is above and not beneath. Even though you're doing some beneath stuff, even though you acting beneath, God never looks at you and sees below. When God looks at you, he sees who he created. He sees who you were when you was in the house. He say she not where she's supposed to be, but she's still royal. She's still chosen. No, I'm talking to you today. I'm telling you that the reason why you're doing stuff you ain't got no business doing is because you think God is looking at you different. Huh? You think he looking at you different because of what you doing. He still sees you the same. He's still stuck on Jeremiah 29:11. And I in the pig pen, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord of hosts. And these ain't the plans, but we gonna get to the plans. It may not happen right this second, but it's gonna happen at some point. I'm here to tell you that the Father looks at you as if you are somebody. The Father looks at you as if you are enough. The fire, even on crack, God still sees you as the head. Even when you smoking meth, God still sees you as a royal priesthood. Even as a prostitute, God's still looking at you and saying, that's my baby. That's my child. She is a royal. You don't know she royal, but I know she royal. And eventually she gonna get to royal. I know he ain't royal acting right now, but he got royal all inside of him. He was born royal. Why? Because he was fearfully and wonderfully made. I made her in my image. I made him in my image. And there ain't nothing you can do on the outside to destroy what I put on the inside. You royal, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You are a royal priesthood. 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 You are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. You are above. You are not beneath. You are above. You are not beneath. You are above. You are not beneath. You are Linda. You are not a borrower. You are Linda. You are not a borrower. And one day, the manifestation of the Lord is going to be all in your life. Oh, you just talking to be talking. No, I ain't talking to be talking. I ate out of trash cans. I ain't talking to be talking. I lived in an abandoned building. I ain't talking to be talking. I was inside of cars. And God looked at me when I was homeless and said, you royal. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't run from your royal. You can't hide from your royal. You can't get away from your. There's no way around it. There's no way under it. You are royal. And it's time for you to start acting like it. There is no condemnation
Can't no man condemn you.
He said, where are your accusers? Jesus said, where those people that just the rock throwers, where are your, he didn't just say go and sin no more. He wanted her to know it's all taken care of. That way, go look to the left and look to the right. Where are your accusers? I don't know where they all went.
I don't know where they all went while she still had their scent on her body. While their fluids were still on her body. While her hair was disheveled. While her clothes were. Jesus looked at her and said, lady. No. He could have just told her to go and sin no more. But he wanted to call her who she was. Not what had happened to her. Oh, y'all missed what I just said. She had just got caught in adultery. And he said, lady. You a lady. You a lady. You a lady. Forget what they calling you and saying about you. I, the creator of the universe, I'm looking you in your eye and telling you, baby, you are a lady. Go walk like a lady. Go talk like the lady you are. Go be the lady that I call you to be. And if I'm not mistaken, Mary became one of his greatest followers. As a matter of fact, when everybody else ran, she ain't run because she was used to persecution. She was used to haters. She wasn't tripping like, hey, he saved me from all of them. So I ain't about to run from. I ain't about to run from him for them. No. I call you royal. I call you royal. Praise God. Let's go to the next one. It's the one, y'all. It's the one. Okay. So first, I'm sorry. They made this beautiful slide. Let me address this and then let's get back to the scriptures. First, he took his inheritance. He wanted wealth without the father. So that's premature. Number two, he chose distance. He abandoned his relationship with God for the stuff. Shh, listen to me. I would suggest that you would leave God for the stuff if the stuff could be. For lo, I am with you always. If the stuff could be with you always, then I would suggest you leave God for it. But if the stuff ain't going to be, if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If your money or your car or your house or that other human can do that for you, I suggest you leave the Lord. But if they can't, I suggest you stay with the one that says, I am with you always, even in the, yea, though you walk through the valley. Some folk with you, but when you start going through that valley, when you broke, uh-oh. When you can't produce sexually as a woman, the way, uh-oh. When you get pregnant and you ain't look like, uh-oh. When you a man and you ain't got that bread and you done got cancer and you ain't as strong, you ain't lifting weight, uh-oh. Some people gonna leave you. But he said, I don't care what condition you find yourself in. Yea, if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm gonna be with you. You shall not want. I will make you lie down in green pastures. Meaning I'm going to do some stuff for you that you so stupid you don't even know you need it. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to make you lie down in prosperity. I'm going to make you get in good relationships. I'm going to make you get around the right folks and stay with them. And then I'm going to lead you beside the still waters. All of these waters, it's still going to be still. I'm going to be able to look at every challenge you face and say, peace, be still. Okay. All right. Let's go. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's the moment. And when he came to his senses, hallelujah. Listen to me. Your famine, your trials and tribulations are only designed to make you come to your senses. They're not meant to make you feel guilty and go and corner, hiding, not talking to people, not want to be around people because you think they're going to judge you. And now you in isolation and now you feeling bad about yourself when you walk around. That's not what it was meant for. What it was meant to do is make you go, aha. Aha. I've been stupid. I've been dumb. Aha. I've been leaning to my own understanding. Aha, this is wrong. Hallelujah. This ain't right. This is stupid. I left home with a whole bunch of money. Now I'm broke. Aha, the enemy seeketh like a roaring lion to destroy. Aha, he does nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy. Aha. No. If your sins ain't making you go, aha, you talking to the devil. That's you and Satan talking. Because if you're talking to the Father, he just wants you to go, aha, I must go home. No. Y'all remember those sitcoms in the 90s? A man getting his father's car, he just snuck to the car's fire and bow, crashed that joker. And ain't nothing wrong with the crash, but after the crash, this is where the whole plot goes wrong. Either they call daddy and let daddy come get him, but that you don't want to call because you're embarrassed. That's the time to call daddy. Because if anybody else comes, they're going to try to manipulate you. If it's a friend, they're going to want to have something on you so they can later tell. If it's the police, they want to throw you in jail. The only person you should call is your daddy because he's the only one going to show mercy. Your daddy realized it's just a car. Am I talking to anybody? But how many of us don't call? Just raise your hand. Be honest. You don't call daddy first. Just be real. Raise your hand. You've not called daddy first. Just raise your hand. We ain't trying to impress nobody in here. Raise your hand high. I have not called daddy first. After today, anything go wrong, we calling daddy. Daddy, I done messed up. Daddy, like, I already knew you was going to mess up. It's all good. We got this. We're going to fix this. How are we going to fix it? And he said, aha, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? Aha, and I don't got nothing to eat. And here I am starving to death. Next scripture. Watch this, y'all. Praise God. And I will set out and go back to my father. Can we just praise the Lord right there? Come on, somebody, come on, right now. This your praise break, right now. Come on, and I will go back to my Father. Come on, somebody ought to praise the Lord, and I will go back to my Father. That's the message today, and I will go back to my Father, and I will go back to my Father, and I will go back to my Father, and my credit is messed up, and I will go back to my Father, and I lost my husband, and I will go back to my Father, and my son's in jail, and I will go back to my Father, and my baby got cancer, and I will go back to the Father, and I don't know how I got in this mess. And I will go back to the Father. And I ain't got nothing. And I will go back to the Father. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know what my next move is. And I will go back to the Father. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Who ready to go back to the Father? Who ready to go back to the Father? Who ready to go back to the Father? Who ready to stop dealing on their own, ready to go back to the Father? Who ready to stop calling their friends and go back to the Father? Who ready to stop taking drugs and go back to the Father? Who ready to stop taking drugs to go to sleep at night and you ready to go back to the Father so you ain't got? Who ready to get off alcohol and who ready to go back to the Father? And who ready to get out of everybody's bed because you trying to, and who ready to go back to the Father? And who ready to go? Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Who ready to go back to the Father? You better make some noise. Who's ready to go back to daddy? Hallelujah. I apologize. Maybe it's because I know the whole story. Maybe you don't know the whole story. That's why you ain't excited. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why you're not excited because you don't know the whole story. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. And he ran to his son. I'm sorry, I'm by myself on this one.
Maybe y'all ain't never need to be rescued before, so you don't understand this. Maybe you ain't never had a loved one that needed to be rescued and daddy rescued him. Maybe you just been goody two-shoe your whole life. Maybe you ain't never got in trouble before, but some of us have gotten in trouble and we had to be rescued. Huh? Some of us ain't always made good decisions. Some of us have made some bad decisions, and we were some places we weren't supposed to be, and daddy came and read. So maybe I'm talking to myself, but let me just say, hallelujah, God saw me afar off. Hallelujah, God didn't wait for me to get to him. He ran to me. Hallelujah. And when God ran to me, he didn't run to me pissed off. He didn't run to me frustrated. He didn't run to me mad or angry. He ran to me with compassion. He threw his arms around me and he kissed me. Somebody ought to be excited. Hallelujah. Are you ready to come to your senses? Just give me the next one. That might be it. That might be it. The Father moved first. Shh. Shh. You're not here by accident. No. We're about to get ready for communion right now. I'm about to give somebody an opportunity to get washed and to reset and start all over from scratch. Listen to me very closely. You didn't make the first move today. Some of you didn't even want to be here. You came here with someone that you loved because they told you to come and you didn't even want to be here. But you didn't even know they weren't the one that invited you. They did not invite you. They got used. They got you. God, daddy used them. Hallelujah, they got used. Amen. And you here thinking, you, I don't even want to come. I'm just kidding because she told me we're going to go out to eat afterwards. She offered a meal. So I came because of the meal. The devil is a lie. You came for the bread of heaven sent down from glory. Hallelujah. You came because of the living bread. Amen. And the living water. Praise God. And this is your invitation today for some of you for the very first time. To establish a relationship with your Father. And some of you had one, and you let certain people pull you away from God. And you let certain things pull you away from God. And Daddy is saying, today is the day that we reconcile. Today is the day that we start over from scratch, and you don't have to feel no kind of way about it, but happy. Anybody ready to take that offer today? Come on, put your hands together. Anybody ready to take that offer today? As I leave, he had overwhelming compassion. Emotion couldn't wait. Love emotion. No shame. No shame. Only joy. Now listen to me. We're getting ready for communion. Look, you don't have to go anywhere. It's simple. We are prepared shortly. We'll be prepared for our ushers to come, take the sacraments, give you the sacraments. You will take the blood of Jesus, the body, the bread of Jesus. You don't have to do anything but accept. Today is not about a religious ceremony. Today is the day where you outwardly declare to God through these sacraments that you're ready to come home, that you've come to your senses and you realize nothing but the blood of Jesus. No degree, no relationship, no money, no status. Nothing but God is going to give you fulfillment. God wants to be in right standing with you. God wants to be in a relationship with you. We're not talking about Christianity. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about our relationship to the Father. And there's absolutely, the church has nothing to do with your relationship with God. Some other human acting crazy has nothing to do with your relationship with God. This is about you and the Father. And so I want you to do me a favor. I just want you to pause for a minute. I want you to close your eyes and talk to Daddy. If this is your first time, God, I'm ready. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't want to lean on my own understanding. Or God, you know I know you. You know we've been down, and I just got sidetracked. And I did go to the pig pen. I'm ready to come home. Whatever that is for you, you're praying right now. You're telling God that as you take these sacraments, that's what you're here for now. As you take them, you want to be in right standings with God.
Hallelujah. We really appreciate you spending your day with us, and we look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday evenings at 6 for Wednesday Night Word with Pastor TJ Tyus. For all of our announcements, upcoming events, and special programming, please visit our social media pages on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Your tangible support of this ministry makes all the difference in the world, and we can't thank you enough for your commitment. If you'd like to support this ministry, please use our Cash App at $APOCGlobal. If you prefer a more traditional approach, visit our website at www.apocministry.org. On behalf of Pastors Thomas and Tyus, their wives and families, and the whole of your A Place of Change ministry family, until we meet again, be blessed.